Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. And beat up cars with the tires and drummers go.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Got a great friend here with us. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm in charge of this chaos around here. My websites are SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, TheThirdIngredient.com. We're talking about holiday gifts and cards and Jeff, you were just telling us that if you're in a newsroom, if you got people that who you want to give something to for whatever they may have done for you, and that happens sometimes. Sometimes they'll do a press release or whatever, and they'll help out, and you want to thank them for that. You just got to be careful about that. But mostly our issues are with customers. And Jeff, I'll remind you of something you've heard me say before, and I've said before, and I like saying it because I think it's a it's something that's caught on for our company, and other people have done this. So many years ago, I went to our kitchen here in the office, and I saw all this Harry and David stuff stacked up from people all over the world, all over the country, and a lot of it was just, you know, the pears were rotting, so to speak. We couldn't keep up. We couldn't eat it all, right?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah. And I asked my wife, I said, we're doing this, aren't we? She said, yeah. I said, how much are we spending on all this? I said, how much of our stuff is rotting in their kitchen? And we added it up. It was a lot of money. And I said, okay, no more. And so what I did, as you know, I sat down and I wrote out a letter. And I said, hey, folks, we're not going to send you a gift. We're going to take all that money. We're going to give it away in your name to people who have less. And we actually identify the groups that we're sending to, the nonprofits. And my wife is an absolute hard nose. But if she goes through those groups and makes sure that their administration is low, and we've done a lot of different things, and we send that letter out. That's all we do is we send that letter out. And people, it's amazing how much I feel like how much people like that. And I don't know how many people have said, you know what, that's what we're doing now.
I got to tell you, it's a I do, in the last segment, we were leading into an organization that I've been involved with for many years. Various close friends of ours put it together. It's called Andra's Hand, and what it does is it holds a big event every year, gathers up money, and then takes that money and goes to the local discount store and buys gifts and yep. toiletries and clothes for families with children affected by autism, and because they have a child mm-hmm. who has autism. Mm-hmm. And so they gather up this money and they select about a dozen or 15 families, and they show up on Christmas Day or the day before or whatever with these big bags, you know, the cellophane, the see-through mm-hmm. colored cellophane wrapper full of stuff for the entire family, not just the child who has a disorder, but the entire family. So the siblings get something, the family gets something, they get gift cards to the local grocery store, they get clothes, they get presents, toys. And so I give money to them throughout right. the year, and you right. know, I give, you know, sort of time and treasure, but I put a little note in the card. So instead of, back to the main point, instead of giving something and laboring over what am I going to give them? Will they eat it? Right. Will they use it? Will it, you know, go against their rules within the organization? I put in a little note, say that this year and years as in years past, I've given to this organization. I put the name mm-hmm. in there, obviously, and a link, although anyone can search by name. And that's the feel good that I do, and it truly drives this organization.
There are organizations in everyone's community like that. And another thing that I'd like to encourage people to do, Jeff, there are all kinds of safety nets out there for people. But believe it or not, there are still families who fall through the cracks. I know, I've been searching for years to find those holes in that net. And I finally found it. I found this little place, this little rabbit hole where people are falling through the net. And I found the people who help them, And I've been raising money for those people, but I do that all year long, as you were saying earlier. But I'm encouraging people in your neighborhood, folks, in your towns, find those kinds of people, because I know it may be hard to believe, but on Christmas morning, there are children, never mind the presents, there are children who out there who don't have milk.
Right.
For breakfast, for Christmas morning. And so
search
around. Look, if you want to be worthy, if you want to feel good about yourself, if you'd like to do that, find those people and help them. And and I'll tell you something else,
absolutely,
Jeff. There are people out there who don't have a church relationship, but they're good people and they make a lot of money. I know those people. Right. I call them up and I say, hey, I need $100 from you. I need $500 from you. You know what they do? They write me a check. And I give it away. Yeah, raise some money like
absolutely.
That. Like, that's what the Ender people are doing, isn't it? Last thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely. They raise the money.
Aggregate.
And the key point is you're alluding to is they're micro-organizations. They have these people do it on their own time, so they don't have any overhead. There's not an office. There's no staff.
Right.
100%
no administration.
Of every
yeah.
dollar. Now, if you go to some of those bigger organizations, maybe 30-40%
yeah.
they go to outreach and the rest is overhead
yeah.
and marketing and the president.
We don't give to those
CEOs.
People. Hey, Jeffrey, here's one last quick thought. Get your employees involved in this.
Yes.
Make it a company
absolutely.
Project. That's a good PR thing, too. It doesn't hurt, does it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey,
absolutely.
Jeffrey, happy Hanukkah.
And it's the spirit. Thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate it. Happy holidays to all the listeners out there. And
we'll see you next time.
Let's do our part.
Good job. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He's the best. GotWords.com, ChiefHomeOfficer.com. If you need somebody to help you with your words, he can do it. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.